Rents in America are rising. The average monthly rent in the U.S. rose by almost 4% last year, according to new data from the real estate research firm Reis. It's the fifth straight year of hiked rent, but the trend goes beyond big cities such as Chicago and San Francisco. Rents are also ticking up in smaller cities such as Charleston, South Carolina, and Palm Beach, Florida. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us now. Jason, the average monthly rent is now $1,124. That's the highest since this particular research firm started collecting data in 1980. What's happening?
Either really so. Well, you know, there's one sign that it's the economy is improving, as we saw last year. But the vacancy rate last year was around 4%, and that is the lowest since 2000, just 4%. And this is the result of your typical market forces, strong demand and short supply pushing vacancies near these historically low levels. And as you mentioned, rents are up in all 79 U.S. metro areas. They're tracked by Reis. That's a real estate research firm. And we're seeing that rent increases are outpacing gains in income and inflation. But what's really interesting is that unlike other periods when big rent increases mainly affected residents of the largest cities like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, some of the biggest rent increases now are hitting residents in these smaller and mid-sized cities.
Okay, take one of them, perhaps a place like San Jose, California. Residents there are now paying higher rents by about 9% than they were a year ago. Also, by the way, Denver, Colorado, as we mentioned, Charleston, South Carolina. Can you take one and tell us exactly what's going on there?
Well, I mean, San Jose may be a unique case with its rent up over 9% in the sense that, you know, it is at the heart of the tech boom where, you know, incomes have been rising really high. But, you know, you got places like Denver, as you mentioned, 8% rise in rent. Miami, 6%. One real estate company that has a lot of buildings out there says that this is a function of relatively more moderate supply and also strong job growth happening in all those markets.
Okay. So it's actually, in a way, good news if the cities themselves are growing, if there are more job opportunities, but pretty tough if you're a tenant. What's happening in places such as New York City and Chicago, high price places to begin with? I'm guessing the rents are not going down.
No, they're not going down, unfortunately. I live here in New York, and I can tell you, no, my rent always goes up every year. But not as much as – it's not going up 9%, or I'd have to move somewhere else, that's for sure. This is, again, part because these markets have had a lot of construction here in recent years, whereas some of these other markets, they haven't had as much building going on. You know, across the country, we saw the most apartment construction since 2001. So as those come online, that may have a dampening effect in terms of the growth of rents around the country. You know, as they build more, there'll be more supply.
Okay.
So, but rents aren't going to come down. That's what the analysts are saying.
Right. So as they build more supply to meet the growing demand in some of these growing smaller cities. How about the impact in general on renters? Does it generally motivate people who can afford to buy to do just that?
Well, it's still very tough to buy, and that's why so many people are renting. You know, household incomes nationally are pretty stagnant, and so there's a real financial squeeze on these people. And, last year, median household income was $50,000, and that's below what it was back in 2007, even when you adjust for inflation. So vacancy rates are going to continue to increase this year. And younger people, they're finding it hard to get the loans, to get the money. And, you know, in some markets like New York, which is an exceptional example, it is exceptionally difficult to get started, to get on the ladder and buy here because so many people are coming into sales with cash still. And so just getting started is really difficult.
Thank you. Jason Bellini, The Wall Street Journal. You're listening to Here and Now.